Chaver, for the 5-minute Vart, I'm going to share. This is the last Thursday night before Pesach. Maybe it was with Zoom. Maybe we'll have another share next week. We'll discuss.
Suits Mashiach.
But Suits Mashiach is not for a few weeks, Bez Hashem. But it's the last Thursday night before the Heilige Seder on Wednesday night. So I want to talk about Pesach. And of course, we can't forget the Parasha will connect to the Parasha as well. Especially if we're not going to be Zoichet to Kriyas HaTorah. We have to talk about the Parasha a little. And I want to give over a Torah that I know some of you heard this week, perhaps, if you're listening to Rabbi Umairi, the Shvili Pinchas. So he ended with this incredible Torah. The Shvili Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, I heard it from him this week. He said, we know the famous Zohar, that Lel Seder, all of Pamalya Shomala, all the Malachim come down to the Seder and are with us and are watching us. And they say, the Zohar says, they say to Hashem, they go up and they praise us. And they say, they're so besimcha, how incredible it is that we're so besimcha celebrating the Geula. The obvious question, what's so special that we're celebrating Geula? Wouldn't any nation celebrate redemption? Wouldn't any nation that was in slavery for hundreds of years, was in slavery in Mitzrayim, Avodas Parach, backbreaking labor, and finally got out? Wouldn't any nation be besimcha and have a holiday? What's so special that the Malachim are celebrating? So Shvi Pinchas said over from the Heilige B'nai Yisachar. B'nai Yisachar says, you know what's so special? That the Malachim are, and this is so much more Kaddish for this year, I believe. The Malachim come down to our Seder, and they see us in Golus. They see us not in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh with Beis HaMikdash. They see us in Woodmere, New York, in Cedars, New York, in Queens, in Miami. They see us in Golus, in exile. They see us this year with coronavirus, not having shul. And they see us not having yeshiva. And they see us with people in Yidden that are in hospitals. And we're still celebrating Geula. You know, we're still celebrating Geula. Because we're not just celebrating the physical Geula from Mitzrayim. We might be again in Golus. But we had a spiritual Geula from Mitzrayim. And the spiritual Geula from Mitzrayim was that we're taken out and given the Torah. And that can never be taken away from us. The relationship with Hashem that we have from that Geula is so strong. It's a kesher shel kayama. Torah we always have. Torah can never be taken away from us. Emunah can never be taken away from us. Tefillah can never be taken away from us. That is what we have. And that's what we're celebrating. And that's something, and that we celebrate that and we understand that even in the deepest, darkest of galus, even when we're going through Gehenna al Aretz, there were Siddurim that went on in the Holocaust, in Auschwitz, and they celebrated that Geula because they still had Torah and they still had Hashem. And we for sure, I know we're going through difficulties and some very sad times for people, but we're going to have beautiful Siddurim. And we're going to have beautiful Siddurim where we celebrate that Geula. And we celebrate that we have Torah. And we celebrate that we have Hashem. And we celebrate that Hashem is by our side. And the Pamalya Shomala again will be there. And the Malachim will go back to Hashem. How Mikam Chai Yisrael. Look at Klal Yisrael. Look at your people. How amazing they are. And this is what we have to feel. We have to know we're always with Hashem. And we always have His Torah. And we always have Tefillah. And therefore, even in the darkest of Golus, we're free as could be. We have more freedom. We have more freedom than anybody. And that's maybe just to tap into the Torah. The famous pasuk we often talk about this week's parasha, Parashat Tzav. Eish tamid tukad amazbeach lo sichpe. There's an eternal flame that's burning on the mizbeach lo sichpe. It won't be extinguished. The mizbeach is our avodas Hashem. The mizbeach represents our avodas Hashem, the place we serve God. Everybody asks. It says it's an eish tamid. It's an eternal flame. So why does it have to say lo sichpe? Don't extinguish it. Of course, if it's an eternal flame, you can't extinguish it. Every word in the Torah, every letter is precious. Why say lo sichpe? Why say don't extinguish it? What's pshat? Maybe, l'anias daiti, a new understanding. Eish Tamid, Tukar al Mizbeach. When there was a Mizbeach, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, of course, the flame of connection to Hashem was burning bright. Lo Sichbe means even when it's destroyed, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even when we're in Galus, that same fire is burning bright. That same Chayrus of Mitzrayim, we're given the Torah, we have the same Torah, and the same mitzvahs, and the same Hashem. And we all have to know that and believe that. And with that chizik, we could get through anything. And if we believe that and love that, we'll be zoiche, not only to the lo sichbe of the Mizbeach, but to the Eish Tamid with the Mizbeach itself, with the Gula Shleima, Bimhera, Bimenu. Everyone should have a heilig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha. We should all be zoiche to geula, the car of mamish. Shabbos kodesh, 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 I 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 Shabbos kodesh